For those of you who have the black books, we are right after page 447. Right after page 447, it says Orthosomatons of the Resurrection. Let's have a great service for God's glory.
Amen.
Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to our God and hope, glory to you, Heavenly King and Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who are everywhere present and fills all things, treasure of blessings and giver of life. Come and dwell within us. Cleanse us from every blemish and save our souls, O Blessed One.
Together, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. 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 Together, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down to our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ, our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ Himself, our King and our God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inner parts, and in the hidden part you will make to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with burnt offerings
and the whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bullocks on your altar.
The children of those who were saved hid underground the God who made the persecuting giant of all disappear in the ways of the sea. As for us, however, let us praise the Lord. Has he been glorified?
Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O Lord, my God, I shall sing you a funeral hymn and a burial ode. For through your burial you open for me the
the porters of life, and by that you have put death and Hades to death. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The superterrestrial and those of the netherworld, beholding you, O my Savior, on your throne on high, and in the grave below, were shaken with your death, for you were seen in a manner transcending the mind as dead, who are the source of life.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
You descended to the depths of the earth to fill all things with your glory. For my person that is in Adam was not hidden from you, and being buried, you renewed me from corruption, O lover of mankind.
The children of those who were saved hid underground the God who made the persecuting giant of old disappear in the waves of the sea. As for us, however, let us praise the Lord, as did the maidens, for gloriously he has been glorified.
Verily, creation, having beheld you, suspended on Golgotha, who suspended the whole earth freely on the waters, was seized with great wonder. There is none holy save you, O Lord. Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You have revealed the symbols of your burial by many visions, but now you have manifested your secrets as God and man, even to those in Hades, O Master. There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You stretched out your arms and united those who were divided of old. Restrained by the shroud and tomb, you loose those held captive who cry out, there is none holy save you, O Lord.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
O uncontainable one, you were sealed in a tomb of your own will, and you made known your power through your divine actions to those who sing. There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Verily, creation, having beheld you suspended on Golgotha, who suspended the whole earth freely on the waters, was seized with great wonder. There is none holy save you, O Lord.
Foreseeing your divine self-emptying on the cross, Habakkuk cried out in amazement, you cut off the power of the mighty, O good one, speaking to those in Hades as the Almighty.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You have sanctified the seventh day, which you blessed, blessed before you rested from your labors. For you create everything, and you renew them, observing the Sabbath and restoring yourself.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
When your soul separated from the body, the bonds of both Hades and death were shattered with greater strength by your might, O Word of God.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen.
Hades, in encountering you, O Word, was embittered. holding a mortal deified, covered with bruises, yet all-powerful. Wherefore it shrank back at the awesome sight.
Foreseeing your divine self-emptying on the cross, Habakkuk cried out in amazement. You cut off the power of the mighty, O good one, speaking to those in Hades as the Almighty.
Your loving manifestation made through your compassion for us was seen by Isaiah as an unwaning light. And rising early from the night watch, he cried aloud, "The dead shall rise, and they who are in the tomb shall awake, and all those on the earth shall rejoice."
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
When you, the Creator, became earthly, you renewed those of the earth. The linen and the tomb demonstrated the inherent mystery. A word for the honorable counselor fulfills your Father's will, through whom you have renewed me gloriously.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
You transform the mortal by death, and the corrupt by burial. For as becomes God, you have made incorruptible and immortal the nature you assume. For your body, O Master, did not see corruption, nor was your soul abandoned as a stranger in Hades.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. You came from a virgin who knew no travail. Your side of my Creator was pierced, by which you accomplished the recreation of Eve, having yourself become Adam. Supernaturally you fell into a sleep that renewed nature, awakening life from sleep and corruption as the Almighty.
Your loving manifestation made through your compassion for us was seen by Isaiah as an unwaning light, and rising early from the night watch, he cried aloud, "The dead shall rise, and they who are in the tomb shall awake, and all those on the earth shall rejoice."
Verily Jonah the prophet was caught, but not held in the belly of the whale, for being an impression of you who suffered and was given over to burial, he sprang forth from the whale as from a chamber, and said to the watchman, "Falsely and in vain do you guard, O watchman, for you have neglected mercy."
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
You were slain, O Word, but were not separated from the body which you shared with us. For even though your temple was destroyed during your passion, the person of your divinity and humanity was still one. For in both you are one Son, the Word of God, God and man.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The fall of Adam resulted in the death to man, but not to God. For though the substance of your earthly body suffered, your divinity remained passionless, transforming the corruptible into incorruption, and showed it to be the fountain of the resurrection for immortal life.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. Verily, Hades rules the race of mortals, but not forever.
and placed in the tomb. Demolish the bars of death with your life-giving hand, and preach to those who slept there from the ages of old the true redemption, becoming God's Savior, the firstborn of the dead.
Verily, Jonah the prophet was caught, but not held in the belly of the whale, for being an impression of you, who suffered and was given over to burial. He sprang forth from the whale as from a chamber, and said to the watchman, falsely and in vain do you guard a watchman, for you have neglected mercy.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be thankful. Today, a little bit earlier, our Jewish brothers and sisters completed their Passover for the year 2019. Many of us might have heard of another shooting that took place in California at the synagogue. So along with that, shootings earlier in New Zealand and the Muslims, and in Sri Lanka of Christians. As Father Theodore mentioned to me, religious people of all faith backgrounds are under attack. Yet, this is the day that the Lord has made. As we look back at that first Passover over 3,000 years ago, when we remember the angel of death passing over the doorposts of the Jewish people in Egypt who had marked their doorsteps with the blood of the lamb, and the subsequent lamb offerings in Judaism over the centuries, until about the year 70 AD, when the temple was finally destroyed and since then has not been rebuilt. We look at the Passover of old and are aware intimately with the new Passover, the new Paschal Lamb, not the Passover Lamb of old, which was a perfect, unblemished, one-year-old lamb, but the Passover of new, who is the perfect God who has become man. As we look at the icon in the back of the church, we see Jesus on his transfiguration. And on his right is the prophet Elijah. On his left is the prophet Moses. Jesus is a fulfillment of the prophecies, and then Moses, who brought the law down from Mount Sinai, represents the law. So he is a fulfillment of both the prophecies and the law. Allow me to share with you two prophecies that we're focused on in the Divine Liturgy this morning on the Orthros, and then the Divine Liturgy called the First Resurrection. The first one, referencing Jonas, who is called to go to Nineveh as a prophet to tell the Ninevites, to warn them essentially that they must change their ways. If they did not, they were going to be destroyed. And in fact, our Lord told Jonas that he must go there and tell them that they were going to be destroyed, but he balked at it. He didn't want to because he knew God was a merciful God, and if the people showed any remorse and repented, that he was going to change his mind and Jonah would look like a fool. And so perhaps we know the rest of the story, but the story is that Jonah tries to run away from that responsibility, and while in the sea, a great tumult came to the waters, So much so that the ship that he was on is about ready to sink. And finally he admits that it's because of him that this great tumult is there. And they throw him overboard. And God provided a whale in order to swallow Jonah. And he was in the whale for how many days? 3 days. And then he is spit out on the shores of Nineveh. And God forgave, as the Ninevites repented, forgave them, and they became faithful once again. This is a precursor, if you will, of the 3-day burial of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. 3 days in the tomb as Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days. And in fact, in every katabasia that we say, every length of their special hymns, odes of special hymns that we sing in our Orthodox tradition, we remember Jonah and the whale as a foreshadowing of Christ in the tomb for 3 days. The other prophecy that is read is a prophecy from Jeremiah. Excuse me. It's a prophecy, rather. Let me find it first, and then I'll let you know where it is. Oh, I know. The other prophecy is a prophecy, the other story from the Old Testament is a story of the 3 holy children in the furnace. And the 3 children, the 3 youth in the furnace, Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael, are told in the exile to Babylon, they be our faithful Jewish people, serving Nebuchadnezzar the king. But Nebuchadnezzar gives an edict in which all the people of the area, at certain times when the music instruments come, they should all fall down and worship King Nebuchadnezzar. Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael refused to do so. And in anger, Nebuchadnezzar, even though he loves them, tells them to do so, they will not, and he puts them into a fiery furnace. The flames of the furnace were so powerful that the people that put them into the furnace were themselves killed, but Ananias, Azarias, and Mishael are not harmed. And the flames of the furnace to them are like dew. And in fact, as people look in, there is, as it were, an angel around them, protecting them from the flames of the fire. This angel, we believe in the Orthodox tradition, is a pre-incarnation, if you will, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A foreshadowing of him coming into the world much later. Symbolically, we understand in our Orthodox tradition that the flaming furnace represents, number one, the incarnation. Jesus comes out of the womb of Mary that has been untouched, and he, as God, becomes man. On the other hand, with the presence of our Lord, it likewise foreshadows his entrance into hell and his resurrection from the dead. As we look back on Holy Friday, we have the prophecies of Isaiah and of Jeremiah. Isaiah chapter 53. As we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people? And then from Jeremiah, just a little bit later, the Lord made it known to me, and I knew, Then you showed me their evil deeds, but I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter. I did not hold it against me, and they devised schemes, saying, let us destroy the tree with its fruit and cut him off from the land of the living, that his name be remembered no more. But, O Lord of hosts, who judges righteously, who tries the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance upon them. This lamb, no longer a one-year-old perfect lamb, or lamb without blemish, is our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. My dear people, God has become man in the person of Jesus of Nazareth. With that in mind, he has sacrificed and given his life for us. 3 days in the tomb, he has risen, and he provides life. He is the new Passover. Allow me to read from the resurrectional katavasias that we will hear in just a matter of minutes. A sacred Pascha is shown to us today, a new and holy Passover, a mystical Pascha, an all-venerable Passover, a Passover which is Christ the Redeemer, a spotless Passover, a great Passover, a Pascha of the faithful, a Pascha which has opened to us the gates of paradise, a Pascha sanctifying all the faithful. This is a day which the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. O Pascha of delight, Pascha, the Lord's own Passover, an all-venerable Passover has dawned for us. O Pascha, a Pascha which let us embrace one another with joy. O Pascha, O Passover, redemption from sorrow. For from the tomb today, as from a bridal chamber, Christ has shone forth and filled the women with joy, saying, proclaim it to the apostles. As I mentioned last evening, we have had 70 days of preparation for this day in the period in the book that we call the Triodion. About 55 days of fasting. We will celebrate it for another 40 days, 110 days altogether. Nearly a third of the year is focused around this feast. Why? Because this is the day of the Lord. Kyriaki is the Lord's day. It is the first day and the eighth day, the Alpha and the Omega. And the day is named after our Lord because our Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. All proceed from and all return to our Lord. With that in mind, I respectfully and lovingly, on behalf of Father Paul, who is unable to be with us this evening, Father Theodore, Deacon John, Deacon Thomas, who is here from our seminary this week with us, and Father James Norton, who is with us again this year, on behalf of our parish council, on behalf of Apolopticos, on behalf of our ministry team, leaders and ministry teams, on behalf of our myrrh-bearing girls, on behalf of our acolytes, on behalf of our choir, on behalf of our chanters. Many of these people of whom have spent hours upon hours of preparation for these 70 days and for this day of days. On behalf of them all, let me say, this is the day of the Lord. And it is for you and me as this today in this parish of St. Catherine and Greenwood Village. But it is for St. Paul Parish in Long Island. It is for Saints Constantine and Helen in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It is for Ukrainian and Russian and Romanian and Bulgarian parishes here and abroad throughout the world It is for Christians who are living today, and it is for Christians who have lived generations before, and Christians who will live generations from now. This day is not only for Christians, it is for all people, because our Lord is the Passover. Our Lord is Creator. Our Lord is life. And life cannot remain in the tomb. Life breaks forth out of the tomb. Just like the red eggs that we will have tonight, represented in the blood of Jesus, we will crack them open and new life will dawn and come to all. This is the day that the Lord has made. May we have a beautiful celebration of his glorious and life-giving resurrection. God's love and grace and blessings be with us. A blessed resurrection to all.
Ineffable wonder, he who saved the righteous youths from the fire of the furnace is placed in the grave as a breathless corpse for the salvation of all who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you.
In his side, and was consumed by the force of divine fire for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, our God, our deliverer.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
Blessed tomb, having received in it the Creator as if sleeping, it was manifested to be a divine treasure of life for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
The life of all in accordance with the law of the dead submits to the tomb and shows it to be the fountain of resurrection for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, our God, our deliverer.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
The Godhead of Christ was one with the Father and the Spirit, without separation in the tomb and in Eden, for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, O God, our deliverer.
Ineffable wonder, he who saved the righteous youths from the fire of the furnace is placed in the grave of breathless corpse for the salvation of us who sing. Blessed are you, our God, our deliverer.
Be astonished, O heaven, and let the foundations of the earth quake. For lo, the one who dwells in the highest is accounted among the dead, and lodges as a stranger in a humble tomb.
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him unto all the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
The pure temple has been destroyed, but he raised with him the fallen tabernacle for the second Adam who dwells in the highest, descended unto the first Adam into the depths of Hades.
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages. We bless the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord.
The courage of the disciples failed, but Joseph of Arimathea shows valor.
For beholding the God of all dead and naked, he asked for him and arrayed him, crying out,
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages.
Now and ever,
and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Oh, for the new wonders. Oh, what goodness, oh, what ineffable forbearance. For he that dwells in the highest is sealed under the earth of his own will, and is slandered as a deceiver.
Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages. We praise, we bless, and we bow down before the Lord. Be astonished, O heaven, and let the foundation of the earth quake. For lo, the one who dwells in the highest is accounted among the dead, and lodges as a stranger in a humble tomb. Oh, you youths, bless him, you priests, praise him, and you people, exalt him to all the ages.
Lament not for me, mother, as you behold me in the grave, whom as a son you conceived in your womb without seed. For I shall rise and be glorified, and as God I shall ceaselessly exalt in glory those who in faith and yearning magnify you.
Glory to you, our God, glory to you.
My eternal Son, I was spared the travail and your strange birth, and was marvelously blessed. And now, beholding you, my God, a breathless corpse, I am torn apart with the spear of bitter sorrow. But arise, that I may be magnified.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The earth, O Mother, covers me of my own will, but the gatekeepers of Hades trembled seeing me, clothed in a blood-spattered robe of vengeance. For as God I have struck down the enemies with a cross, I will rise again and magnify you.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. Let all creation rejoice, and all the earth born be glad. For Hades, the enemy, has been despoiled. Let the women meet me with myrrh, for I redeem Adam along with Eve and all their descendants, and will rise on the third day.
Lament not for me, Mother, as you behold me in the grave, whom as a son you conceived in your womb without seed. For I shall rise and be glorified, and as God I shall ceaselessly exalt in glory those who in faith and yearning
magnify you.
Thank you. From the light that
that is never overtaken by night, and glorify Christ, who is risen from the dead.
You guys are going to need a smaller candle to light this. Go get that beeswax candle. Because we can't light those lanterns without it. Go quickly. Do we need the gospel, or do they have it? Do we need the gospel? Or do they have it?
And that we may be worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us beseech the Lord and our God. Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
Gospel is according to St. Mark.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord.
the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might go come and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb. For they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And let those who hate him flee from his presence.
As smoke vanishes, let them vanish, as wax melts before the fire.
Christus a înviat din morți, cu moartea premoarte călcând, și celor din mormânături viață dăruindu-le.
So shall the sinners perish from God's presence, and the righteous shall rejoice.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
Christos anesti.
Adipas anesti.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christos voskrese. Alleluia. Kam.
Patrem kam.
Christos anviat.
Adebrat anviat.
Christos resuscitó.
En vero he resuscitó.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christ is risen.
Truly.
Christ is risen.
Truly.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be thankful. As we proceed down, listen to the resurrectional canon as we sing and glorify our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
It is the day of resurrection. O people, let us glory in splendor. Pascha, the Lord's Pascha. For Christ our God has translated us, who sing the triumphal hymn from death to life and from earth to heaven. Come, let us drink a new drink, not one miraculously brought forth from a barren rock, but from the fount of immortality, sprung forth from Christ's tomb, from which we are edified. Let the God-inspired prophet Habakkuk keep with us the divine watch and point out the light-bearing angel who with a vibrant voice declared, today salvation comes to the world, for Christ has risen as Almighty. Let us arise in the early dawn, and instead of prayer offer a hymn to the Master, and we shall see Christ the Son of Righteousness dawning life to all.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Into the deepest parts of the earth, and shattered the everlasting bars which held fast those fettered. And on the third day, like Jonah from the whale, you arose from the tomb.
Even though you descended into the grave, O immortal one, you destroyed the power of Hades, and you arose as victor. O Christ our God, saying to the myrrh-bearing women, rejoice, and to your apostles granting peace, you also grant to the fallen resurrection.
You also grant to the fallen resurrection.
On the holy and great Sunday of Pascha, we celebrate the myrrh-bearing maidens anticipated the dawn and sought as those who seek the day their son, who was before the sun and who now had set in the grave. They cried to each other, come, let us anoint with the spices his life-bearing and entombed body, raising the fallen Adam from the fallen Adam lying in the tomb. Let us go hastily like the Magi. Let us worship and bring myrrh as a gift to him who is wrapped now, not in swaddling bands, but in a sheet. Let us weep and cry aloud, O Master, arise. You who grants fallen to the resurrection.
You who grant resurrection to the fallen.
On this, the great and holy Sunday of Pascha, we celebrate the life-bearing resurrection of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ, descending alone to struggle with Hades, came forth again and brought with him many spoils of victory. To him be glory and the dominion to the ages of ages. Amen.
Together, having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the holy Lord Jesus, who alone is without sin. We venerate your cross, O Christ, and we praise and glorify your holy resurrection. For you are our God, and we know no other except you, and we call on your name. Come, all you faithful, let us worship Christ's holy resurrection. For lo, through the cross, joy has come to the whole world. For at all times, blessing the Lord, we praise his resurrection. Having endured the cross for us, he destroyed death by death. Having risen from the grave, as he foretold, he has given us eternal life and great mercy.
The only blood. blessed and ever glorious God of our fathers, who redeemed the children from the furnace, became man, suffers as a mortal, and through suffering he clothes the mortal with the grace of incorruption.
We praise and we bless and we worship the Lord. This is the chosen day and holy day, the first of the Sabbaths, the Queen and Sovereign, the Feast of all feasts, and the Festival of festivals, in which we bless Christ to all ages.
We magnify in hymns of honor the Theotokos and Mother of the Light.
Magnify, O my soul, him who willingly suffered and was buried and arose from the tomb on the third day. Shine, shine, the new Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord has dawned upon you. Rejoice now and be glad, O Zion, and you are
magnify, O my soul, the life giver, who arose from the tomb on the third day. O divine, O beloved, O young, the sweet voice, you, O Christ, have truly promised that you would be with us unto the end of all ages. Wherefore the faithful rejoice, saving your words as an anchor of hope.
Christ, the new Pascha, the living sacrifice, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Oh, great and holiest Pascha, Christ, oh, wisdom and word and power of God, grant us a clearer sign that we may partake of you in the unwaning day of your kingdom.
The angel cry out to the one who of praise, rejoice, Holy Virgin, again I say rejoice. Your Son has risen from the tomb on the third day. Shine, shine, you gave
us. Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For all the powers of heaven praise you, and to you they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Raising up Adam from corruption and abolishing death, O Pascha of incorruption, the salvation of the world.
Sargypnos asos mitos, O Basileps ke Kyrios, Trimeros ex anestis, Adame iras ek disporas,
και καταργήσας θάνατον, Πάσχας της απθαρσίας του κόσμου σωτήριον.
O King and Lord, having slept in the flesh, as a mortal you arose on the third day, raising up Adam from decay and abolishing death, O Pascha of incorruption, the salvation of the world.
Christ the Redeemer, a spotless Pascha, a great Pascha, a Pascha of the faithful, a Pascha which has opened to us the gates of paradise, a Pascha sanctifying all the faithful.
As the smoke vanishes, let them vanish, as wax melts before the fire. Come from the scene, O women, bearers of good tidings, and say to Zion, receive from us the tidings of joy of the resurrection of Christ. Delight, dance, and be glad, O Jerusalem, for you have beheld Christ the King as a bridegroom coming forth from the tomb.
So shall the sinners perish from the presence of God, and the righteous shall rejoice. The myrrh-bearing women had early dawn drew near to the tomb of the giver of life, and found an angel sitting upon the stone, and speaking to them he said, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? Why do you mourn the incorruptible one amid corruption? But go and proclaim it to his disciples."
This is the day which the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. A Pascha of delight, a Pascha, the Lord's Pascha, a venerable Pascha has gone for us. A Pascha on which let us embrace one another with joy. O Pascha, redemption from sorrow. For from the tomb today, as from a bridal chamber, Christ has shone forth and filled the women with joy, saying, "Proclaim the resurrection to the
Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Christos Anesti et Necro.
Of the holy churches of God and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbytery, the deacons in the service of Christ, and all the clergy and the laity, let us pray to the Lord. For the presidents of our country, for all those in public service, and for our armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For travelers by sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
For to you are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Shout with joy to God, all the earth.
Sing to his name, give glory to his praises, say to God, how awesome are your works.
Let all the earth worship you and sing praises to you.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, glorious, and blessed Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
For yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. God be merciful to us and bless us. May he cause his face to shine upon us and have mercy on us.
Save us, O Son of God, who did rise from the dead. We sing to you, Alleluia.
That your way may be known upon earth, your salvation among all nations.
Holy mercy, one as Christ at Nicron, someone mercy, Alleluia.
Let the peoples give thanks to you, O God. Let all the peoples give thanks to you.
Son of God, who did rise from the dead, we sing to you, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit. Now and forever.
We should take our gospel to the world. I think so.
Lord, we have His Son and
keep us, O God, by your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
For you are a good God who loves mankind, and to you we offer up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face.
Amen.
as wax melts before the fire.
Even though you descended into the grave, O immortal one, you destroyed the power of Hades, and you arose as a victor, O Christ our God, saying to the mirror-bearing women, Hail, and to your apostles granting peace, you also grant resurrection to the fallen.
Yeah.
Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
And to the ages of ages.
Amen. God, who are holy, rest mind the saints, who are faithful and faithful in him. By the seraphim, glorify the church, worship and have his powers. From all things out of nothingness, who have created man, and woman, for your image and likeness, and adore them with the gift of the creation of the baptized in Christ have put on Christ, hallelujah.
All who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, hallelujah.
All who have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ, hallelujah.
Now and forever to the ages of ages, amen.
Have put on Christ, hallelujah.
Pure light of your divine knowledge and open the eyes of our minds that we may have understanding of your gospel teachings. Instill in us also reverence for your blessed commandments, so that having trampled down carnal desires, we may enter into a spiritual life, thinking and doing those things well pleasing to you. For you, Christ our God, are the illumination of our souls and bodies. And to you do we offer glory together with your Father, who is without beginning, and your all holy, good, and life giving Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages. Amen.
Let us be attentive.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Come fast to the Lord, for he is holy, and his mercy endures to all ages.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles.
Let us be attentive.
The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive, after his suffering by many infallible proofs,
being seen by them during 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth."
Peace be with you, the reader.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to John.
Let us be attentive.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father. John bore witness to him and cried, "This was he of whom I said, 'He comes after me.' He who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ."
Peace be with you, the proclaimer of the good news.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Hear every song.
Wisdom.
That always being guarded by your power, to you we may give glory. To the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Also, God, promise life, faith, and spiritual discernment those who agree with us, that they may always worship you with fear and love, and partake of your goodness with blameless under death, and become worthy of your heavenly kingdom. No one bound by worldly desires or pleasures is worthy to approach your Lord and to serve your kingdom, Lord. For to serve you is a great and awesome thing, even in the heavenly powers, but because of your ineffable and immeasurable love for us, we can, without change, and appreciation. Having served as high priest and entrusted to us the ministry of this liturgical moment, sacrifice you alone, Lord God. Rule over all heaven and heaven and earthly things. You are born on the throne that your Lord is a seraphim and king of Israel, the only holy one who rests among the saints. Therefore, I pray you, O Lord, that you may look upon and see the Lord and serve the presence of the Lord. To you I come with my head bowed and pray that not to the face of the Lord. Reject me from among the children, make me see the Lord. Christ our God, the offerer and the offer, the one who receives and is distributed, and to you we offer glory with your eternal Father and your all holy good life and spirit, now and forever to the ages of ages. We are missing to represent the chair of seeing Christ and the life of the eternity. Let us lay aside all of the cares of life,
so that we may receive the King of all those who be escorted by the eternal Christ. Alleluia.
We who miss to represent the cherubim, send the Christ, only hand of the life, giving eternity, let us lay aside all the cares of this life,
so that we may receive the kingdom.
Come, let us, having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the only one, Jesus. The only said is one we praise. See your bridal chamber adorned, and I have no wedding garment that I may enter there.
Make ready the vesture of my soul, O Savior, and save me. Peace. I place this upon your shoulder. The Lord shall receive the cry of prayer.
God, remember all of you in his kingdom, always, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Pandonimon. Nisti Kyrios ο Θεός εν τη βασιλεία αυτού πάντοτε νυν και αΐ και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us, O Lord.
Commemorating our most holy Virgin Mary. With all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
Из пресвятыми благими его творчим твоим духом, ныне и посяк час, и на веки вечные.
Midst.
He is and always shall be.
I love you, the Lord, my God, my firm foundation and my deliverer. The Lord is my light and salvation, of whom shall I fear, the defender of my life? In whom shall I be afraid?
The doors in wisdom, let us be attentive.
I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from the heavens, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, he suffered and was buried, rising on the third day according to the Scriptures, and ascending into the heavens, he is seated at the right hand of the Father, and coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright, let us stand in awe, let us be attentive, that we may make the holy offering in peace.
An offering of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
Singing the victorious hymn, proclaiming, crying out and saying,
holy,
together with these blessed progress, we also pray to
you
and say, you holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy,
and sublime is your glorious hope, the one that you came to bring us all, that whoever believes in the God of the Church, he which is betrayed by the forgiveness of the Lord, and his holy and pure, and blameless hands,
with your glory.
Blessed is he who
Ελάτε, φάγετε του του μόστε το σώμα του υπερημών κλώμενων, εις άφεσιν αμαρτιών. Receive it. This is my body, which is broken for you for the remission of sins. Likewise, he took the cup after supper, saying, Διέτε εξ αυτού πάντες του του έστει το αίμα μου το της καινής διαθήκης, το υπέρ ημών και βολών εκκινόμενων εις άφεσιν αμαρτιών. Receive, drink of this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Remember me, therefore, the saving command and all the kingdom pass for our sake, the truth, cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, and the firm of the right hand, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, have mercy on me, pardon me, sinner. Theos, last month, the Lord, have mercy on me, pardon me, sinner.
Bless, Master,
the Holy
Prayer.
Proskomen.
Make this the Proskomen.
Blessed is this bread, O Lord. You make this the precious and life-giving body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of your Lord God, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Shed them by the for the salvation of the world.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Τα σάιτωσον σι προσφέρομεν κατά πάντα και δια πάντα these gifts from your own we offer back to you in all and for all.
Together with these blessed powers we also cry to you and say you are holy and all holy, you are holy and all holy, sublime is your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, the Lord, that you believe in, should not perish but have eternal life. On the night in which you betrayed him, God gave himself to the world, not the Lord, took bread and holy and poor. Lord, have mercy upon me, Father. Lord, have mercy upon me, Lord, have mercy upon me,
Lord, to you.
And make this bread the precious body of the Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. And that which is in this cup, the precious blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The precious salvation of the Lord.
Especially for our holy, pure, most blessed and glorious Lady the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary.
St. John the Prophet, for our baptism. For St. John the Prophet, for our baptism. For St. Catherine, the great martyr, patroness of this holy church. All those who have seen the Holy Resurrection to each and every member of the prophecies. Bless the name of the Trinity. Bless these gifts to us. Bless the name of the Trinity.
And the grave on the third day.
Again, we ask, remember those who have received the resurrection to make the lives dear with us, as we rise and continue the truth of the Christ. Again, we offer this fresh and
remember, Lord, Archbishop Isaiah, whom you have granted to serve your holy churches in peace. Keep him safe, honorable, and healthy with length of days, rightly teaching the word of your truth.
One voice and one heart, we may glorify and praise your all-honorable majestic name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be with all, irini pasi, mirsem. Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
Having given to you,
Lord, your mercies.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord. That our God, who loves mankind, who has received them in his holy and supra-heavenly and noetic altar as a sweet and spiritual fragrance, may in return send down upon us the divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Having prayed for the unity of the faith and for the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
And make us worthy, Master, that with confidence and without condemnation we may dare to call upon you, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pater limon, o indis uranis, aies itutam masu, el fetli vasi diesu, in itutu fetli masu, os venon orge eritigis, pron artum imon nebiusium, dos iminisimerum, capis in minda fominata imon, os che emis atimus fileta simon, che emis venengis mas capita simon,
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea spre ființă, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri. Și nu ne duce pe noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel viclean.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal.
Amén.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. Irini pasi, assalamu alaikum, aikum. Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
We give thanks to you, who spoke your mind. Create all things in rankness of your mercy, about everything from nothing to being. Master, look down from heaven upon those who have bowed their heads before you. They have bowed not before flesh and blood, but before you, the awesome God. Therefore, Master, distribute these gifts here offered to each of us according to each person's special need. Travel with those who travel by air, land, and sea. Comfort those who need comfort, strengthen and heal the sick.
for you are the healer of our souls and bodies.
Χαρίτη και εκτιμής και φιλανθρωπία του μονιένου σου Υιού μεθου ευλογή τόση, σύντο Παναγίο καγαθό και ζωπιό σου πνεύματι, νυν και αΐ και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Let us be attentive.
The holy gifts for the holy of God, the Lamb of God is broken but not divided. Partaken of but never consumed, Jesus. Christos in God, Jesus Christ, God. The fullness of the fellow. That you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners,
of whom I am the first. I also believe that this is truly your pure body,
and that this is truly
your precious blood. Therefore I pray to you, have mercy upon me, and forgive my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and deed, known and unknown, and make me worthy without condemnation. To partake of your pure mysteries, for the forgiveness of sins, and for life eternal. Amen. How shall I, who am unworthy, enter into the splendor of your saints?
If I dare to enter into the bridal chamber,
my clothing will accuse me, since it is not a wedding garment. In being bound up, I shall be cast out by the angels. In your love, Lord, cleanse my soul and save me.
Loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not this holy gift be to my condemnation, because of my unworthiness, but for the cleansing and sanctification of soul and body, and the pledge of future life to come. It is good for me to cling to God, and to place in Him the hope of my salvation. Receiving today the Son of God, as a partaker of your mystical supper, I will not reveal your mystery to your adversaries, nor will I give you a kiss as to Judas. But as the thief, I confess to you, Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
Brothers, forgive me for an unworthy priest and sinner. My brothers and sisters, forgive me for an unworthy priest and sinner on the feet. Συγχωρείτε με τον άξιο πρεσβυτέρ τον αμαρτωλό. Lord, have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. Ο Θεός λασπαρτωλό κλείσω με. Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Behold, I approach for Holy Communion. To me, Elias, unworthy priest, is given the most precious life giving body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, which he says in my hands. Likewise, to me, Elias, unworthy priest, is given. Touch my lips and my iniquities are taken away. Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, let us worship the only Lord Jesus as His name. We venerate your cross, O Christ, for the resurrection of Christ, and for you are God. Come on, faithful, let us venerate the resurrection of Christ, for we all believe Christ, who is coming. Bless him, O Lord, as this place of resurrection, for our dear Lord Christ, he is displayed death by day. Shine, shine, may the rest of the world, and the world is worth the best of the world. Thank you, God, as you have been done. Thank you.
on celebrants, forgive me, Theodore, the unworthy priest. My brothers and sisters in Christ, forgive me, Theodore, the unworthy priest.
How divine, all loving, how most praise your voice, for your sweet heart, Christ,
Christ, Christ, Christ, Christ,
Great approach,
Christ, our world, King of God, behold the most precious body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. He is imparted to me, Theodore, the unworthy priest, for which of sins and life from last and now. Precious blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ is a part of the Deacon Thomas for the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen, amen, amen. Behold, this touch your lips, take away your sins and cleanse any of your iniquities.
For those who are prepared to receive the precious and life-giving body and blood of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who are either baptized or confirmed as Orthodox Christians, you're invited to begin coming forward from the back side aisles, reverently and as an offering of your love to our Lord. If you are not prepared to receive tonight or are not baptized or confirmed as Orthodox Christian, you're welcome to come forward and ask the clergyman for a blessing only.
With the fear of God and faith and love draw near, let the folk of news be still scared, God be close up to death.
One of our acolytes by you at every line, and if you'd like to give the candles then to them as you receive Holy Communion so nothing catches on fire, we would prefer that. So please do so. The servant of God, Christ,
Jesus.
servant of God.
Save, O Lord, your people, and bless your mighty inheritance.
You are exalted, Lord, up into the heavens, and your glory shall encompass the earth. You exalted, Lord, up into the heavens, and your glory shall encompass the earth. Blessed is our God, always, now, and forever, and in the ages of ages.
Amen. Let us rise, having duly received the divine, holy, pure, immortal, heavenly, life-giving, and awesome mysteries of Christ. Worthily, let us give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace. Entreating the Lord that this whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
For you are sanctification, and on you we offer glory. To the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and in the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
You who bless those who bless you, Lord, and who sanctify those who put their trust in you, save your people and bless your inheritance. Preserve the fullness of your church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of your house. Glorify them in return by your divine power, and do not forsake us who hope in you. Grant peace to your world, to your churches, to the clergy, to our civil authorities, to the armed forces, and to all your people. For every good giving and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from you, the Father of lights. To you we offer up glory, thanksgiving, and worship. To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Christ our God, you have fulfilled the law and the prophets, you have fulfilled the sacrifice of the Father, fill our hearts with joy and glory.
Whoever is a devout lover of God, let him enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. And whosoever is a grateful servant, let him joyously enter into the joy of his Lord. And if any be weary with fasting, let him now receive his reward. If any has toiled from the first hour, let him receive his just debt. If any came after the third, let him gratefully celebrate. If any arrived after the sixth, let him not doubt, for he too shall sustain no loss. If any have delayed to the ninth, let him come without hesitation. If any arrived only at the 11th hour, let him not be afraid by reason of his delay. For the Master is gracious and receives the last, even as the first. He gives rest to him who arrives at the 11th hour, as well as to him who has labored from the first. He is merciful to the one who delays and nourishes the first. He gives also to the one and to the other. He is gracious. He accepts the works as he greets the endeavor. He honors the deed and the intent he commends.
Let all of you then enter into the joy of our Lord. The first and second enjoy your reward. You rich and poor rejoice together. You temperate and you heedless honor the day. You who fasted and you who did not rejoice today. The table is richly laden. All of you fare sumptuously upon it. The calf is a fatted one. Let no one go away hungry. All of you enjoy the banquet of faith. All of you enjoy the riches of his goodness. Let no one grieve poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one grieve over sins, for forgiveness has dawned from the tomb. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. He has destroyed it by enduring it. He despoiled Hades when he descended thereto. He embittered it, having tasted of his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he cried out, "You, O Hades, have been embittered by encountering him below." It was embittered.
It was embittered.
For it was abolished. It was embittered.
It was embittered.
For it was mocked. It was embittered.
It was embittered.
For it was slain. It was embittered.
It was embittered.
For it was annihilated. It was embittered.
It was embittered.
For it is now made captive. It took a... After you.
It took a body, and lo, it discovered God. It took earth, and behold, it encountered heaven. It took what it saw, and was overcome by what it could not see. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
And you are annihilated. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
And the demons have fallen. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
And the angels rejoice. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
And life is liberated. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
And the tomb is emptied of the dead.
For Christ, having risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those that have fallen asleep. To him be the glory and the dominion to the ages of ages.
Amen. Grace as a torch shining forth from your mount illumined the earth. It was deposited in the world treasures, which could not be purchased and set for the height of humility. Wherefore, teaching by your own words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede with the word Christ our God to save our souls.
Let us pray to the Lord.
May the blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his divine grace and love, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, Christ our God, and all glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Holy Father,
may bless. Christ our true God, who is risen from the dead, have mercy upon us and save us. To the intercessions of his all-holy, pure, and blessed Mother, through the power of the precious life-giving cross, the protection of the honored bodily powers in heaven, the supplications of the honored glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, the holy glorious all-honorable apostles, the holy glorious victorious martyrs, our saintly and God-bearing fathers, the holy righteous ancestors of God, Jacob and Anna, St. Catherine, the great martyr patroness of this holy church, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good, loving, and merciful God. Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Christos Voskrese.
Amasi kam.
Christo resuscitò. Christos ambiat.
Adeverat ambiat.
Glory to his third day resurrection.
We worship his third day resurrection.
Christ is risen from the dead through death trampling upon death, and granting life to those in the tombs.
Truly the Lord is risen.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Please remain standing for the blessing of the eggs and the flesh meats, as the prayer calls them. And we will...
I know, that's very dangerous.
And then this year we have decided that we're going to follow an ancient tradition. And after having done divine duty, we're going to have a vigil until 7 o'clock this morning. And then we'll have faith in
eight. I'm right behind you, Father, all the way.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Look down, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, upon these flesh meats and sanctify them as you sanctify the ram which faithful Abraham offered to you, and the lamb which Abel brought to you as a whole burnt offering. Also the fatted calf which you commanded to be slain for your son who had gone astray and had returned again to you. That even as he was accounted worthy to enjoy your grace, so we may also enjoy these things which are sanctified and blessed by you to the nourishment of us all. For you are our true nourishment and the giver of all good things, and to you we ascribe glory, together with your Father who is without beginning and your all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Let us pray to the Lord.
O Master, Lord our God, thank you for inventing eyeglasses and the maker of all things. Bless thou this cheese and likewise these eggs, and preserve us in thy goodness, that as we partake of them, even so also we may be filled with thy gifts, which ungrudgingly thou bestowest. And with thine unspeakable goodness, for thine is the might and the kingdom and the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and into all ages of ages.
Amen.
Lord, these flesh meats, these cheese, eggs, and drink as well, are blessed through the sprinkling of holy water, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Helping us beautifully, not only in service, but with confessions and visitations as well.
well. It's also been beautiful to have Deacon Thomas of Arts, who is here from the seminary, graduating here just a few weeks, and his wife, Diaconessa Karen. It's great to welcome all of you, along with, of course, Deacon John. And let me just thank our chanters, Nina, Representative Stacy, Alex, and John, who did such beautiful work during the course of these many extra services during this period of time. All of the readers who read readings from the Old Testament and just readings as well. Our choir members who did a magnificent job, including our junior choir, who helps this morning. Our very guilty by acknowledging earlier the help not only last night, but they helped this evening. They took the false Christu, the light of Christ, and distributed it throughout the entire church. I'd like to thank our acolytes, our men, and as well as our boys who have helped with these many services. And then our parish council, our beloved council, the bakers, the cleaners, our staff, all of those who have done a beautiful job in preparation. Because when it's all said and done, God is a God not just for one person, but God is a God for all. And this is a community effort, not only by our parish, but in this case, by our parish at St. Catherine. I would like to thank also those who prepared the adagio, the kabuklio, and those who provided flowers during the course of the special service. With that in mind, we would like to especially thank this evening John and Amy Yanni, we'll go Yanni and Amy Stavropoulos, who have provided once again lamb, and this year they provided our salad for us as well. Jimmy and James Pizzeras from Economy, who have provided the feta cheese and the olives, and also some wine for communion. And in addition to that, our collection of us has bread that they offer, our parish council drinks that they offer, and we invite all of you, or I invite all of you on behalf of them, to participate in a beautiful meal in our duties. This is a final reminder, tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we will have the Agape Vespers, and one of the beautiful highlights of that Vespers is that we will read the gospel passage of the day of the resurrection when Jesus saw his disciples for the first time. And we'll read that in a variety of different languages, showing the universality of the message of salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. And afterwards, for our children, we will have a pastoral Easter egg hunt. So we will have plenty of candy for them, so that your parents can take them home and they will be all wired up. And then on Monday, we will have divine energy of Bright Monday, and as we do most of the time, or a big portion of the time, we will also celebrate the feast day of St. George, the Great Martyr. That will be at 8:15 and 9 o'clock in the morning. God's loving grace and blessings. Oh, I feel to make one other. I would like to make one other announcement. Next Saturday, the 4th of the month of May, the annual IOCC Awareness Dinner will take place in the Southern Cathedral, 5 o'clock vespers, followed by the dinner. This is a pan-Orthodox event and an invitation and opportunity to support International Christian Charities, a beautiful effort of philanthropy here as well as abroad. Christ is risen.
Just one other moment, because we got done with the liturgy a few minutes early. Father James would like to just say a few words.
Just a very few words. I walked into church this morning, or this evening, and I have to tell you, to all of you, to each and every one of you, to the members of this parish, to Father Lou, to all the deacons, to every one of you who participated in this, this stunned me. This knocked me right smack back on my back. I have visited Europe. I have been all over Ukraine. I have been all over Greece. I have been all over every beautiful cathedral there. And I have seen such beautiful things. This, for every single icon, for every inch of love that went into what you have done here, what you are doing here, bringing Orthodoxy to the American community, is magnificent. God will bless you. God will bless you with greatness. God will bless you with a place in the kingdom that will so knock you on your backside, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. As I was knocked completely backwards when I walked in and beheld this. I had to peek at the magazine, but nothing could compare with a photograph of what I walked into. This is magnificent. God bless each and every one of you. And God bless you, Father, for leading them in this. God bless you. And Christos Voskres, Christos Anesti, Asikam.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Father James. God bless you all.